This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey everybody, welcome to Physical Friday. If someone were to ask me what is the most important thing for an outdoorsman as far as physical strength goes, I would probably say that the ability to do a pull-up is probably the most important. Of course, you need strong legs to be able to stand on the boat all day and everything like that, but actually, when it comes to safety, being able to do a pull-up is probably one of the most important things. Think about it. If you go in the water, you're wearing your clothes, you're in the water, are you going to be able to pull yourself back up into the boat? You'd be surprised how many people can't do it. And those people may not make it. Of course, you have a lot of times you have your friends, a lot of times you have people that can help you, but sometimes you don't. And sometimes you're by yourself. And the ability to be able to pull yourself up onto a dock, onto a boat, onto whatever you are in, out of a stream, to pull yourself up. You know, you're on a slippery bank and you've got to reach up and grab a hold of a tree and pull yourself up that bank. It takes some strength. Doesn't take a ton of strength, but you'd be surprised how many people don't have it. And when they find that out, it's too late. So one of the things that I always encourage people to do is to develop their pull-up strength. Now, you may not need to do 100 pull-ups to be able to pull yourself out of the water or to pull yourself up a slippery bank, but being able to do a couple is certainly going to help. And many people are really not ready to do a pull-up, and that's okay, because there are plenty of ways that you can work your way up to doing a pull-up or develop strength in the pulling muscles so that you can eventually be able to do a pull-up. You can do body rows of different angles. So if I really put my feet out in front of me and I'm down almost parallel to the ground and I pull up, that's going to be the hardest. But I can do a body row almost standing straight up. So standing straight up is obviously going to be the easiest. A body row parallel to the ground is going to be the hardest. Then you can work up to being able to do a full pull-up on a bar. And a lot of people aren't ready for that. So you can use bands like this, like these elastic bands, and they can really, really help to work through some of the positions that you may not be that strong. And these bands come in a lot of different sizes. You can have, like this is kind of large, medium, and small, and you can kind of graduate from the large. It starts to get too easy. You can move to the medium and then finally move to the small and then get rid of the band entirely. And you'll be able to do a pull-up yourself. But the most important thing is that you need to realize that pull-up strength is important and you need to try to develop that strength to the best of your ability. I'll show you a couple of ways that you can use these bands. You can use the rings or like anything to do a body row, maybe a railing in a park. You can use, or a fence, or all kinds of different things you can use to develop this pull-up strength. But if you are lacking in the overhead pulling department, and you are an outdoorsman and you're out on a boat a lot, do yourself a favor and train that pull-up strength, because hopefully you'll never need it, but one day it might come in handy. All right, see ya.